Hey, will you help him with that back, baby?
Yes. How's it going, guys?
Oh, yeah. Let's see the crew up there. Dave Houston tonight, too. Anybody eating dinner? Can always count on Billy. Billy, Michelle, and Sarah Bird. Yeah, I know, and Dave Barnes. Opening theme song. I know. It's kind of a weird, like, I don't know. It's weird doing these and starting, and I go live, and it's like I sit here for, you know, probably 10 seconds or so before I see anyone pop on, you know. And one of these days it'll be 10 seconds and then 20 seconds and then, you know, 120 seconds before I see anyone pop on. But that's cool. Everyone hops on pretty quick, and it is like to fill that, you know, two or three minute time slot before, you know, I usually wait, like right there, just pop to 20 people. I usually wait for about 20, and then I know I'm good to go. Oh, there's Tracy Rose too. So I think Silas, speaking of theme songs, I think Sass is taking the night off. So he's gonna do the every other day thing. Try to get him to do something cool that you guys haven't heard, for Sunday. So anybody watching, remember that I take Saturdays off, and then back on Sunday. So anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. The weather kind of sucked today, you know. I think tomorrow it's supposed to rain too. Anybody watch Governor Brown's press conference earlier today? There are probably a few of you. I'm sure some of it's hit Facebook for, you know, already. Anyway, actually, before I talk about that, let me go over like City of Brookings kind of announcements. The meeting we have on Monday is actually one of the extras, because we started meeting every week for COVID, for Corona. And so the meeting I have Monday, the 5 o'clock council meetings, are really just for any COVID response updates. So there wasn't much of an agenda for me to share, with that one, but Fridays, the weekly report comes out, and, you know, there's a lot of things that no one would be interested in, but there are some cool things that I was going to just let you guys know. I saw the city manager put something. I know Julie Rutherford watches some of these, so I'm not sure what services the library is talking about. But the Checo Public Library announced that they are ready to begin adding some services May 4th. She didn't really list the services that they're going to start doing, so that'll be interesting to see. I know a lot of people have been asking about the library and if they could do any more. So city stuff, other city stuff. We're doing Public Works was doing a bunch of cut-ins. And this has been going on for, I don't know, for a number of years, cutting sidewalks to make the ADA accessible ramps, you know. So that's cool. I think they were working on four or five of them this go around. The Capella parking lot, the one, you know, the Azalea Park parking lot nearest the Capella, the one that's just kind of been a gravel and mud thing for a long time, and finally getting that paved. I mean, that was a big deal, but the actual paving work was pushed off because of this weather. Is pushed off for the beginning of the week. But I went and I saw it. I saw it either at the beginning of the week or sometime recent, and they were doing all the flat concrete work, and it's gonna be pretty cool, man, when that's all done. When you pull up and you kind of nose into the ball field there, there's a nice wide kind of drop off pickup area, that looks, you know, like just a nice big wide sidewalk, and having that done, having that you know, one last like real big piece of Azalea Park being done, that'll be huge. And for those of us that, you know, have used that during events and things like that, you guys all know how that parking lot can kind of become, you know, people finding parking spots wherever they can. A lot of times they end up pulling off the road, like the approach, the road that you take up to get the parking lot, you'll see them pulled alongside into the grass and stuff. And we don't want that, right? I mean, we want vehicles parking in parking lots and not just on, you know, park grass. That doesn't really work. A project that I totally forgot about, is the kind of unleashed dog area at Checkle Point. So they got the fence up, I guess, this week. I saw some pictures of it. So I have a dog, but I'm not a, you know, big take my dog to socialize kind of guy, but I know it's a big deal around here. And so hopefully people will think that's pretty cool. So like I said, I totally forgot about that one and was happy to be reminded. So here's an interesting one I want to mention, because I've talked about before on here about our police department. And you know, it's a revolving comment about Brookings being a speed trap and you know, comments about police being revenue generators, you know, for the city. And you know, I don't know about other places. I've gone through areas where I definitely felt the whole speed trap vibe, but so for the entire week in the entire Brookings Police Department, there were 9 citations, or I'm sorry, there were 11 traffic citations written. So it shows you where the priorities are for at least Brookings PD. And as long as I've been on the council, the mentality there with the police department was high visibility, a lot of contacts, but few citations. And I know the citations that they do write are usually always about safety, you know, safety deals. They don't write citations for having a busted taillight or something. So I know there'll be some people that pop on and say, I got a ticket for a busted taillight. So I actually got one too from Brookings PD like 15 years ago. They must not have, I don't know, something went wrong. But again, all it was brake lights. But it's not the norm. Brookings PD is pretty, they got their priorities straight. Guys, they really do. You guys know the school resource officer, Johnson. Shoot, what's his first name? Oh, you know, Rob Johnson. He's a school resource officer. He was a like a physical therapist or a massage therapist here for a while. And his wife, I think she's still on school board, but I know she was for a while. They're, you know, they're real community-minded people, and Rob's a good, you know, he's a pretty even keel, doesn't get super excited about anything kind of guy. And I was really happy when he was selected to be the school resource officer. I think it was a good fit. I mentioned that just because he was, he's been hanging out with the school people, handing out the sack lunches and stuff. I saw that, and that was pretty cool. And those birthday drive-bys are just about daily now. I saw that and thought that was what a cool thing that public safety decided to hop on, you know, during this, give people birthday wishes. The other interesting thing in the weekly report, and if you guys remember me mentioning pickleball yesterday, so one, because of limited park use, there's not as many people in Azalea Park, so there's camping camping is on the uptick going on in there, you know, which is an issue, right? People need a place to camp, but it's the best place to camp is not a city park. So we gotta do what we can to keep that from happening. There's also been a pretty good surge of calls from the public to city staff. I almost said ratting people out, but, you know, not complaining. Oh, reporting. People calling to report others that are using the park, using the pickleball courts in a manner that is not in keeping with Governor Brown's orders. So, you know, obviously that's going to happen. And through this whole time I've been on here, I've mentioned numerous times about, you know, that there is a system in place there to turn people in for things. You know, when you have a family that runs out onto one of the ball fields and just, you know, batting the ball around and catching pop flies, it's tough to see how that warrants a call to park staff to come out and roust them out of there. You know, that's too bad. Things like that. The pickleballers that reached out to me because they got their game shut down, you know, and I was right that what that ended up being was people calling the city and saying, hey, there's, you know, you got 10 people in the tennis courts playing pickleball. What gives? So, you know, we have to go kind of roust them out of there and lock everything up tighter. And it's unfortunate, and it's going to start happening more and more here, you know, because there's definitely kind of like lines being drawn and people hopping on sides of, you know, this is all a joke, we need to open back up. And then the other side being Corona is serious and we need to stay closed. So yeah. as we move on, sorry, I just got a text. You know, as we move further down this road and the public and we all continue to see other members of the community doing or not doing something that we don't like, you know, emotions are running high and people are reasonably snarky, you know, understandably so. But just like from the beginning, it's, you know, man, we need to be gracious with each other. And before you call to turn in your neighbor on something, I just, you know, just second guess it and just give it another thought. And really, really what the value of that is. So I don't know. I know on the flip side, you know, like when I drove by, I saw pickleballers playing. I spend my day just driving around town most days, and I drove by and saw them all, and sure enough, I mean, there's a lot of them out there, and I thought, man, it's only gonna be a matter of time before someone calls them in. So that's the thing, you know. Those of us that still get out, it's about discretion and being smart and not being not being disruptive to other people. And that's the whole city MO has been reactive to complaints about things before COVID. I mean, development standards, you know, grass too high, people with 11 chickens instead of 10 chickens, and, you know, the city's never, like, sent out patrolling inspectors to go look for things, and we've always just kind of been reactive, and that's always been supported by the council, too, keep just, you know, being reactive. So the idea being, if you live in this community, you know, you can do a lot as long as you don't bother anybody else. As long as you don't make a bunch of noise so your neighbors call, you know, you can do a lot. And I like it that way. I wanted to mention too, especially for business owners, Sean Clemens, true that. For business owners, so I don't know if any of you ever heard of SCDC. It's the South Coast Development Council. They have a new, pretty much they work with businesses, and they're an economic development, you know, business development organization, and they got a new director, who just really seems pretty gung-ho about it, and they have resources and the know-how to help, but you know, businesses need to reach out to him. So his name's Sean Gibbs. If you are interested in getting help, their website is www.scdcinc, like Inc. SCDCinc.org. SCDCinc.org. So business owners that are having an issue with, you know, PPP loans and all that stuff. I mean, it's worth a go on their website, check it out, get a phone number, and it's worth a phone call to them to see if they can do anything for you. So I told him I'd mention that. He's new, you know, and really wants to do more than what he thinks has been done in the past by SCDC. So Governor Brown's deal. I want to just kind of paraphrase things, okay? So I don't get caught with you know, giving misinformation about super specifics. And you know, I mean, it's cool to hop on and watch the mayor talk for 45 minutes and get all your info, but if you gotta watch it. And there's parts that you can kind of fast forward, but the real meat of things she said, it was only about 30 minutes. So it's looking to me like, you know, she's talking about regions of the state being able to open as soon as May 15th. So mid-May for some of the state. And of course, you know, there's criteria there listed. I would think a region like ours would be on that sooner rather than later, being able to open. But you know, another 2 weeks before it's even really, she sounded pretty definite about that. Like before it's really even a possibility to open stuff, a couple more weeks, and that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for a lot of us. And it's, you know, that weighs into the discussion about opening hotels and motels and stuff too. You know, there's a lot of people and a lot of reasonable argument that can be made where tourism should be one of the last things open. You know, I'm not necessarily saying that's what I believe, but there's good logic there. So we'll see. Still gonna have to wait, see what the county does. Cross my fingers there. See what they do. I did see a digital pilot article about the Brookings Harbor Port Commissioners. They voted to cancel all the events for the rest of the year, throughout the year. I just made my wife frown. The chair, they had a quote from Roy Davis, the port chair, you know, saying we can easily revisit this. But I think they were kind of stuck. They were in a position of some of the event planners saying, hey, it would be better just to know, you know, rather than kind of go down the road and then have it canceled closer to the event, it'd be better just to know. Candace, I see your testing and tracking need to be in place. So the governor talked about So a few interesting things about testing. Trying to test 15,000 people a week. But the interesting one that I heard, and I had to listen to a couple times because I wasn't really getting it, is May 11th, they're sending out letters. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure what that, I'm assuming like snail mail letters and not emails. They're sending out letters to 100,000 Oregonians that they're hoping will volunteer to be tested and enrolled into their like year-long kind of program of getting data, you know. It's going to be, you know, of course it's a voluntary thing, but there were questions as to how are those 100,000 households or 100,000 people going to be chosen, and there wasn't a super clear answer on that. Brown and the couple doctors that she had up there with her answering questions mentioned community, you know, harder hit communities, and they said communities of color, Latino X, and Native communities. I don't know. I've never heard the Latino X thing. You know, if someone does know that, I mean, I know what Latino is. I don't know what the extra X thing is about. But you know, throwing out, getting 100,000 people, kind of random test, and putting them, you know, in kind of a program where they can watch and trace for a year's time. That's you know, data, getting data and information about something that there is so much unknown. It's definitely a step in the right direction, and having people tested and everything. I did hear on the radio, guys, and someone could maybe clarify this for me. I heard on the radio that Quest Laboratories, like it's the outfit in town that doctors send you to have a blood draw, and it's their lab, you know. Quest, I guess anybody can walk in there and get a COVID test. So without a doctor's note, you're going to have to pay for it. And it didn't list the price of it, but I didn't even realize, I didn't know that was available. So it made me think about it. I mean, I wouldn't mind just getting tested just for kicks and giggles, you know, if it doesn't cost too much. But yeah, testing. They're definitely, you know, Governor Brown is definitely on that whole deal. She's, you know, that's the big piece of the puzzle to Governor Brown. What else did she say? I took a few notes down from her. As soon as May 15th, that's the deal there. Not soon enough for a lot of folks, you know. I mean, I really, like, I get how when you're in a community, like in Brookings, you know, I try to do things for the good of the entire community. And on a state level, obviously, it's just this much bigger community. But you know, where we are, I mean, there's no reason that barbershops couldn't be open tomorrow. It's really doable. And so two more weeks. I mean, it's going to get tough. One reporter asked Governor Brown about the planned protest at the Capitol this weekend. And they were asking her about, like, well, is state police, what are they going to do, you know, sort of deal. And, of course, I mean, she, you know, kind of dodged that question about enforcement. I mean, anybody would. But it's interesting that she mentioned, you know, she just was encouraging all the protesters that when they're there exercising their rights to protest, that they maintain that 6-foot, you know, distancing. And I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around, you know, the difference between that and other, you know, other gatherings that were all prohibited from, I'm not a constitutional lawyer or even just a $1.98 lawyer, but it seems to me that if you can, you know, if you still have the constitutional right to get together and protest, then it seems crazy to me that the constitutional right just to, you know, peacefully assemble. I don't know, man. There's gonna be a lot of lawyers making a lot of money off of this when it's all done, because there's a lot of questions that are being asked that, you know, are gonna have to be ironed out. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. My wife was just asking me about that whole antibody test, and I'm not sure if that's part of the Quest thing.
Houston got tested for it.
Dave Houston did, yeah. And well, Dave mentioned that was becoming available, but everything I've still heard about testing was that you still have to, you know, you still kind of have to have a referral. I don't know. I need a cut to Mayor David Brock Smith says. So, David Brock Smith, I actually have a note written about you. Because, all you know, the whole food and meat chats that have been going on, you know. And locally, you know, what we have locally. I know you've spoken, Smith, about trying to get a closer, like, you know, slaughter shop or butcher house for outfits, you know, for small, you know, ranchers or whatever that have their beef here and sell it locally. But the only USDA approved, you know, slaughterhouse is a ways away. I don't remember where it is, maybe Eugene or something. But dude, I haven't heard back about that one. David Brock Smith, but man, that would be really great to have something like that done. So food wise, locally, you know, things are staying here. I know the last half beef that I bought, it's like you buy it here and it goes far away to get packaged, cut up and packaged and then brought back to me. And just what a shame that is, and how great it would be. Yeah, legislation that will move next session. Yeah. Yeah, man, that'd be cool. We gotta figure something out there. That'd be really cool. It's gotta be done. What else was I gonna mention? David Brock Smith is talking about haircuts. You know, although my wife today told me, my wife got home and she's like, "Hey, Jake, that beard looks good." And she's telling me that, you know, she even likes my hair being a little longer, and she said it with that twinkler in her eye. And my birthday's coming up, so anyway, that's a good parting shot. Oh, Beth Hidalgo, I sent you an email, Beth, a reply email. So I'm glad we're on a better page, you know, these days. There's a handful of you that I'm glad we're on a better page. You know, it's pretty good. And yeah, that was a lot of youthful pride on my part, and just I don't know. It's definitely, I couldn't blame, you know, a few of you that I definitely got on the hit list of, or you know, I poked you hard. I mean, I definitely recognize there are like plenty of things that left my mouth that would, any reasonable person would hear and say, you know, that guy's no friend of mine. So I'm glad to see you. This Wednesday, the BOC is talking about reopening again. If they call opening for lodging May 9th, will you advise the city to them? Will you advise the city to them? I don't know what you mean, Dave. I mean, the question is, like, if the county opens theirs, then what is the city going to do? That's a big question, and I'm chewing on that one. You know, I mean, I've been thinking about that for a while since they were, you know, possibly opening it, you know, before reopened to, yeah. So what would the cities do if all of the lodging and unincorporated areas are open? So we do have, you know, tourists coming. What would the cities do then? I don't know. Because, like, even Sean Clemens mentioned one time, it was either to me personally or on here, that, you know, you can't stop anyone from coming here. And that's true. And, I mean, I saw plenty of tourists here today. So we have a U.S. highway running through. We can't stop them from visiting here, but we can stop them from staying here. And so now, if they can get a hotel room on the south side of the river, but all Brookings hotels are still closed, you know, is it really, I don't know, would it really be doing anything just to keep Brookings hotels closed? Would it do anything more than really just penalizing those hotel owners? I don't know. It would be, I'd be interested to know what all the other counselors were thinking in the other cities. I know, you know, Jody Fritz she's just the city manager of Gold Beach, and it's the council that makes decisions there, but they're, you know, they seem pretty tight up there, kind of like how Brookings is. And I'd be surprised if their city administrator gets too far out from council. So when she was speaking to the board, she sounded pretty adamant about Gold Beach staying closed. And I mean, I could be wrong. I could definitely be wrong. But I'd be surprised if she was throwing that out there, not knowing that she had council support for that. So if the county opened, I wouldn't be surprised to see Gold Beach stay closed. I don't know. I don't know about Brookings. It's interesting, when I was reading that pilot article about the port, you know, they had a good quote there from, I think it was Richard Heap, a port commissioner, you know, stressing the point of the county reopening in coordination, you know, county, cities, and port. Coordination. Everyone sees this. You know, almost everyone sees the need for coordination around here. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I saw Beth's comment there about the reopening, you know, and that's reasonable. That part is reasonable. Opening up slowly, cautiously for locals first, get our folks going around, spending money and see, you know, baby steps into the pool, and wait for numbers. That's how it needs to be done. That's how it needs to be done. Anyway, guys, so it's Friday, and that's been 35 minutes. That's enough. That's enough for me today. Hope you guys have a good weekend. I think tomorrow it's supposed to be kind of crappy weather too, which stinks for me. It's my birthday, so on Cinco de Mayo, and in this family, like, we, you know, people get their weekend, the birthday weekend, you know, depending on how your birthday falls. And this weekend is going to be my birthday weekend with crappy weather. So it kind of stinks, but it is what it is. All right. You guys have a good night.